Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. It's your one-stop shop for all of the worthwhile events happening in the next week in and around Oxford. I have got a cast of colourful characters to meet this week. I'm going to introduce you to Cinderella, Pam Ayres, and a dying clown. How about you, Anais?
I am going to tell you how you can bring the frogs and toads to your yard. I'm going to talk a bit about transcendental meditation and also the X Factor.
Sounds like you've joined a series of weird cults there.
Yes.
I have Newt, Transcendental Meditation, X Factor.
So, Alan, kick us off with something on tonight.
Well, I've got some thought-provoking theatre. It's a comedy about death, or dying, at least. Goodbye, Gunter, it's called, and it's a solo drama piece from an acclaimed clown called Frank Wurtzinger. He's had fantastic shows in the past, really funny, really sort of sweet, and make you sort of think about things. And he plays a man who's told by his doctor that he's going to die. A rather sad man, perhaps a lonely man who lives with his goldfish alone in his 40s, but then he decides to take the news and embrace his final days with a kind of good humour, without despair, definitely sort of about, you know, wrapping things up, basically. There's plenty of absurdity. Gunter dictates his last wishes to his goldfish and leaves a will made out of post-it notes. But I have been told that it's also very touching and
it sounds like that kind of theatre that's quite stripped back. Sounds
yeah,
very nice.
It's just about him, it's very intimate, lots of sort of chatting with the audience. If you fancy something, it's basically going to make you kind of laugh and cry in fairly quick succession. That's on at the Burton Taylor Studio at 7:30 p.m. tonight, Wednesday.
Moving on to tomorrow, there's a new comedy night called Young Blood Comedy.
Is it about death? I only want to see comedy about death.
It's not about death. Oh. I mean, there could be some jokes about death. So it used to be at the Port Mahon last year. It started in the summer, and this year they've moved to St Aldett's Tavern. And the club takes place once a month, and they bring comedians from all over the UK to Oxford to give us
up-and-coming comedians.
A giggle. And they are all pretty young and up-and-coming. Mm-hmm. So this month, the reaping of young blood that flows in the veins includes a self-deprecating, self-aware and tongue-in-cheek young comedian called Andy Holloway, and a sign language interpreter come comedy musical cabaret singer called Siobhan Dodd. So pretty...
That's impressive.
Eclectic, as well as about five other comedians. So there's quite a big lineup. So I imagine quite short little pieces, but they're all kind of up and coming. So
if you don't like one, there'll be another one in a minute.
Exactly. So you definitely get enough comedians for your £5 worth of entertainment.
And at the St Aldett's Tavern, you said?
At the St Aldett's Tavern, it's from 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. That's Thursday, 16th of January.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I'm afraid I don't have any more comedy, but we do have a sort of bit of death. There's a whole day tomorrow at the East Oxford Classics Centre, and this is a day celebrating and exploring Roman medicine. So if you're interested in the ways that the ancients dealt with, you know, illness and...
The common cold.
Well, precisely, yeah. Probably around then. You may not have heard of the East Oxford Classics Centre, but that's because it's at Cheyne School in Headington. There's a little exhibition there that they're hosting, and tomorrow there's going to be a full afternoon of ancient medicine with a free workshop, a talk by a Roman professor, stalls, hopefully selling Roman food, I fancy some dormice, and you can make a Roman medicine bag or some clay body parts, in case that ever occurred to you.
Bit of anatomy.
Yeah, it's great. Did you know that the Romans used antiseptics and anaesthetics? They were used honey as an antiseptic and opium as an anaesthetic.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so, you know, so sounds like all the ingredients for good afternoon out.
I imagine the honey and opium will both be on offer tomorrow then.
Possibly not the opium. It is definitely a family-friendly event. So, yeah, sorry to disappoint there. But anyway, that's from 3:30 till 6:30 tomorrow on Thursday at the Cheyne School.
Moving on to Friday, and maybe a bit more death for you, Alan.
Oh, excellent. It's a theme to the podcast.
There's a show at the North Wall. It's a show that's been touring around for a while now called Blonde Poison.
Great title.
And it's a true story about a Jewish woman during World War II who betrayed up to 3,000 fellow Jews.
Really?
Yes.
3,000?
Up to that many.
I would stop trusting after the, say, 2,000th betrayal.
That's why she got called Blonde Poison, because she was very good at betraying.
Yeah.
It's quite a hefty story, and it's performed with only one actress, so you can expect something that's intimate, but also extremely intense, probably a little bit uncomfortable as well. And it's been performed at lots of the festivals in the last couple of years as well, and the reviews have highlighted how much it holds the audience. It's really gripping,
and there's been
so much praise for the actress, Elizabeth Council, who performs as Stella Goldschlag, the informant.
I see. And is it just her talking, or does she also inhabit different people, like the people she's betraying and the Nazis she's working for?
I think it's just her being herself. She did everything she did, and then much later in her life, she spoke to a journalist about what she'd done. So I think it's kind of going to be going from why she did
her
it. She was herself being tortured, and she had to then betray other people to then save her own life.
God.
But then she also got quite good at that. So it's about that whole journey from desperation to then being with the baddies, and then to possible redemption later.
Extraordinary. I mean, you can't see me, listeners, but my mouth is literally hanging open, which is, of course, lovely for Annalise to see.
It's a story well worth knowing about. Yeah. Very powerful. And Blonde Poison is the show. It's at 8 p.m. at the Northwell Arts Centre this Friday.
I've got some silly pantomime. I'm afraid it's not very informative or thrilling theatre. This probably will be thrilling theatre. I'm being very unfair.
Just without the Nazis.
Just with, yeah, with
Nazi-less
with
theater.
less Nazis than Blonde Poison, I hope, because it's Cinderella. And you could do a Cinderella with Nazis, but I somehow think it wouldn't work well. Now that we're well into the new year, it's a bit of pantomime. Naturally, of course. What better time? But I know that most of you are probably thinking, just what I need is a bit of pantomime now after Christmas. The Abingdon Drama Club have obviously decided to beat the rush for next year. They are running their pantomime at the end of this week. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and also the weekend after. So it's a modern rewrite of Cinderella, a sort of 21st century fairy tale of the classic story. So if you fancy some laughs, some thrills, happy endings, then I would head along to the Unicorn Theatre in Abingdon this weekend or next weekend.
I'm going back to some sort of deeper matters than pantomime.
It's all right, you do the serious, I'll do the frivolous. We'll see which the listeners like more.
So the Oxford Humanists are a group that hold monthly public meetings in Oxford to discuss the issues of mutual interest and to raise awareness of humanism in Oxford. And this month, there is the member Marguerite Osborne, who's going to be giving a talk on transcendental meditation, which will be at the Restore Centre in Cowley, and it's from 8 p.m. this Friday. Mm-hmm. So transcendental meditation is a form of meditation that was introduced in India in the 1950s, and which uses a sound or mantra to kind of relax and distress
right.
and meditate.
Does it allow you to like astrally project so your spirit can go and like, you know, spy on people or go to other planets?
No, I don't
something.
Think your spirit does that. I think your spirit just goes, becomes that one with
becomes
nature
more peaceful.
In your environment.
Ah,
yes,
fair
much
enough.
Peaceful.
Yep.
We should give it a go. So it can be argued, actually, this form of meditation as being religious, kind of from the Hindu roots, but also it's often used in a non-religious way and part of kind of non-religious movements as well. So I imagine that is the kind of discussion that might come
so
up.
So the humanists are vetting it for its religiosity, are they?
Possibly, but I'm sure you'll also hear a bit more about its history and its practice. Marguerite Osborne is a practitioner, so she might, you know, give it a go. Either way, you can probably find out a bit more about humanism or about transcendental meditation at the Restore Centre from 8 p.m. on Friday.
That sounds great. I've got something else for your Friday evening. It's the famed Oxfordshire poet of the people, Pam Ayres. She's renowned for her funny, quirky, down-to-earth verses, all about things like exploding wardrobes, the superiority complexes of husbands, dogs, motherhood, and just life in general, really, basically. If you want something kind of gentle, friendly, so a little bit of poetry to make you smile, Pam is definitely the one for you. And she's unbelievably popular. You might have heard her on Just a Minute, QI, The One Show. She performed for the Queen. She has sold millions of books and CDs. And guess what? She has a new book out as well.
She has a workout.
A new book out as
oh,
well. Sorry. Now that would
workout.
Be brilliant,
I
wouldn't
thought,
it?
Wait, can she exercise me as well?
She exercises your vocal cords, maybe, or your mind. Anyway, she's going to be on at the Oxford Playhouse on Friday, the 17th of January at 7:30. She's also going to be at the Cornerstone Arts Centre next week, although you might have a little bit of difficulty seeing her there. She is on Wednesday and Thursday next week, but they are a little teensy bit sold out. But still, check the Cornerstone box office for returns.
Yeah, returns. Well, there's another show on at the Playhouse on Saturday, which is called The Only Way is Downton. A one-man show, and it's written and performed by Luke Kempner, who plays 32 characters altogether.
Is he the guy who does Downton? Because I always assume those were different actors.
No, he's mocking Downton Abbey.
Oh, I see.
So it's a one-man show which makes fun of Downton Abbey, but not just Downton Abbey. It's called The Only Way is Downton, so it's also making fun of The Only Way is Essex and various other popular TV shows.
I'm glad you're here to explain these references to me.
Yes.
Who would have known what might happen? So he plays 32 different people.
He plays 32 different people, and he does lots of celebrity impressions. He's quite an impressionist, which is a quite cool form of comedy, which you don't always see as well. There's always lots of kind of observational comedy, but he actually
it's quite rare, isn't it, that you get a really good actor. I mean, obviously, Rory Bremner is the famous one, but you get like an impressionist of his calibre once every so often. Maybe he is our generation's Rory Bremner.
He could be the impressionist of our generation. So don't worry if you don't really follow Downton Abbey, you're not a fan, you don't really actually need to know much about it. It's apparently quite a good introduction to knowing what the show's about. But it just, he mocks loads of different things, loads of different cultural references.
I want to see his Maggie Smith. I would pay just for the Maggie Smith.
And he probably does a Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey, as well as doing various other celebrities.
Brilliant.
He took the Edinburgh Fringe by Storm last year. He's very, very popular, and it is quite a unique skill to have.
Brilliant.
Another thing at the Playhouse, which isn't an event happening this week, but is a project which will be happening later this year.
Something that you can take part in, listeners.
There is a show which is going to be called Stand, which is part of the Radical Thinking season at the Playhouse, and they're producing this with Chris Good, who's a theatre maker. If you saw Monkey Bars at all, it toured in the last year. It was
amazing,
hilarious.
Show.
Very, very good. So he's working with the Playhouse on this show, and it's all about what it means to take a stand for something or someone that you believe in, taking action, radical action. And over the next month, they are collecting stories from people about their experiences of taking a stand, and they want to hear from you.
So they're going to take real-life stories and then in some way put them on
stage. Weave it in, or try and have some influence.
It's quite interesting, this new sort of style of playwriting, sort of found dialogue sort of style of playwriting. You see, it was the same thing with Monkey Bars, wasn't it, where they took children's stories and just did them verbatim. Like, they asked children, like, what do you think happens in an office, and they just made these amazing, funny, little touching,
it makes it just very relevant. Yeah. Because you're not just sourcing from your imagination, you're sourcing from people's actual experiences, which theatre often does reflect, or reflect meaning on. So it's a really nice idea, and if you've got anything that you've cared about that you've taken a stand on, then do tell the Playhouse. You can find out more in the Taking Part section of their website.
Well, I've got something that involves a little less audience buy-in, I'm afraid. Back to the more sort of sedate items. I've got a fantastic classical concert, which is on Saturday. It's by the St Giles Orchestra. So they're a lovely local orchestra. They're going to be performing in St Margaret's Church on St Margaret's Road. They're playing a mix of popular classics, including Wagner's Flying Dutchman Overture and Tchaikovsky. So that's at 7:30 on Saturday. If you fancy going along, having some wonderful classical music wash over you, tickets are just £10 and under 18s completely free. Also on Saturday, also locally involved, is a wonderful East Oxford event. If you've ever been around sort of the further into East Oxford, you'll probably have been to beautiful Florence Park, which is a lovely community garden where loads of weekly local run events take place. So this is the 80th birthday of the Community Association, and Florence Park Community Centre are celebrating in style. They're having a pair of retro events to remember the park's rich history. First off, you can go to a 1930s style tea dance, because, of course, it was founded in 1934.
Little
clever connection. That's from 3 p.m. to 6:30 on Saturday. There'll be live music, fancy dress, dance lessons, and a sing-along. Then from 6:30, there'll be a fun family evening of music from local tribute band Spinal Dad. Great name, I know. Either of those two events is £5.
That sounds very wholesome.
Yeah,
very lovely.
Nothing more lovely, basically. Yeah.
Well, in a way, this also reflects the light of the community. The winner of the ninth series of The X Factor, James Arthur, is coming to the
theatre. Nine series now.
There's been 10. He was the ninth in 2012.
Oh, God.
And somebody won this year. But James Arthur actually does hold the record for the fastest selling X Factor winner's single.
Oh, right.
So his single that came out at the end of 2012 was the fastest ever.
I really would have thought the novelty would have worn off by this point.
No, but this is the thing. You cannot underestimate the unrequited, ferocious love and CD buying capabilities of teenage girls.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
That is his fan base.
That's what Simon Cowell's fortune is built on, isn't it? His mansion is built on a foundation of teenage girls. Ugh.
So his sound has a lot of acoustic guitar in it, and there's also kind of sprinkles of soul and gospel in there as well. And he sings his own version of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, which is apparently quite a highlight to this gig. But nothing tops his most famous song, which he always saves to the end, which is Impossible, the fastest selling X Factor single.
And you can see it live. If you bought the single, let's be honest, you probably want to go and see it live.
And you can go and sing along and see this doe-eyed pop star. He will be at the New Theatre from 7 p.m. this Sunday.
My new ambition in life is to have Anais at some point describe me as doe-eyed.
He is quite doe-eyed. Mm. He is, though.
Is that something I can work on, or is that just something you have or you don't?
You don't.
Damn. It's these cold, dead eyes of a killer is just not helping me out in the X Factor stakes. Anyway, moving on to Monday. Last week, we mentioned taking up a new hobby in the new year. And how about the most famous mind sport of all? Mind sport, mind game, whatever you want to call it. It's chess. Everyone loves a good game of chess. Chess is definitely on the upswing. You may have seen Magnus Carlsen, the Norwegian chess prodigy. He's in his early 20s and he is just beaten the world's chess grandmaster. He is extraordinary. He's made chess sexy. He's a model. And honestly, chess is really cool. Like, you're in a one-on-one, locked in the mind game against someone else. Personally, I like something that moves a bit faster and has more luck because I'm bad at things. But if you like testing your wits against others, go along to the Cowley Workers Chess Club. Sounds lovely and Victorian, doesn't it? You know, working men rolling up their sleeves after a long day down the mine. They meet every Monday for friendly games in a relaxed social setting, including, as they are keen to point out, a bar. They meet in the Cowley Workers Social Club, which is on Between Towns Road, and they meet at 7:30 on Mondays, and you can either play some quick pickup games or join their league.
Ooh.
Yeah,
we'll start a quick pickup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lastly, the Oxford Urban Wildlife Group, established in 1988 in Oxford and are also supported by the City Council. They aim to attract and conserve wildlife in Oxford, which is a very good cause, and they hold various events throughout the year. And this week they're hosting a talk on amphibians taking place in the Oxford Town Hall's Council Chambers.
Amphibians are in the Oxford Town Hall Council Chambers.
It's going to be an illustrated talk on amphibians. They might bring in some examples. I doubt it. It's an illustrated talk on how you can attract more toads and frogs and newts into your garden and into your pond. And Rod Diala will be hosting the talk, and he's a local conservationist and also part of the Oxfordshire Amphibian and Reptile Group. So he's quite specialised. You can assume there's nothing this man doesn't know about toads, newts and frogs. So go and test his knowledge.
A bold assumption.
Pick up some of your own. It's at the Town Hall on Tuesday, 22nd of January, from 7:30 p.m.
I think you missed an opportunity to mention how the Town Council Chambers are used to hosting frogs and toads political satire. Anyway, I think that's all we have time for this week. We've been Daily Info. We're talking about all of the wonderful events, and if you want to see more of them, they're all on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find many job adverts on our website, as well as adverts for rooms and houses to let.
Yeah, and other things, you know, lawnmowers, musical instruments, coming events. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Daily Info Oxford.
And search Facebook for Daily Info Oxford.